A bill to replace the Affordable Care Act is on shaky ground in Congress, drawing criticism from left, right, and center in the U.S. House. The Republican bill was the topic of discussion on Talk of Alaska today. Becky Haltberg is the CEO of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. She was a guest on Alaska Public Media's call-in program.
One of the criticisms of the original Affordable Care Act is that it addressed coverage, but it didn't address cost. But this bill really is not addressing the cost side either. It's just rolling back some of the coverage.
The Congressional Budget Office says the bill would save the federal government billions of dollars, in part by shifting future cost increases for Medicaid to the states. Governor Bill Walker has said Alaska isn't in a position to pay more. For low- and middle-income Alaskans who buy policies on healthcare.gov, the generous subsidies would disappear, replaced by tax credits that are, on average, 78% less. The CBO analysis of the bill says it could result in 14 million more Americans being uninsured next year. Haltberg says having a large number of uninsured Alaskans drives up costs, initially for the hospitals she represents.
Because we will see anyone in the emergency room, regardless of their ability to pay. That is both a moral imperative and a federal mandate. So when we don't have people with coverage, they will be seen in a hospital, which is not an efficient way to take care of the population.
Joshua Weinstein advises employers on health insurance options as president of Northrim Benefits Group.
Prior to the ACA, you had an individual market. We had four or five players in Alaska, but we had problems. So although the rates were lower, if you weren't healthy, you could be declined coverage.
Weinstein says Alaska's individual marketplace now has just one insurer, Premera. The cost of premiums without the subsidies are the highest in the nation. They'd be even higher, Weinstein says, if it weren't for state-supported reinsurance, sliding-scale subsidies, and other assistance in the ACA.
This sort of triple support system of the state providing lower premiums for everyone, the tax credits to lower it to be a function of your income, and then further reducing your deductible and out-of-pocket expense is what has allowed Alaska's individual insurance market to remain, and I say this sort of liberally, semi-functional.
Weinstein says the U.S. House bill would erode those pillars, destabilizing Alaska's already unstable market. He described the potential effects in Alaska as destructive and disastrous. But Weinstein says on the plus side, the Republican proposal could help businesses by removing coverage requirements.
There's the opportunity for some greater creativity and flexibility in health plans. That could potentially create more employers offering health insurance, whereas now the bar may be too high in terms of cost. There are lots of repeals of different forms of taxation that will potentially create more capital out for the entrepreneurs to go and grow and be in business.
The bill sped through two House committees last week. The next big test is Thursday when it goes before the House Budget Committee. Alaska Congressman Don Young won't have a chance to vote on it until it reaches the House floor, likely next week. He has not publicly announced how he'll vote.